BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Michael, I'm 21, and I'm from Guildford. You might not know this, but I lost £40,000 and got called a woman by Dale Winton. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Scott.
So you were on In It To Win It with Dale?
Yes.
And you crashed and burned?
Yes.
See, I don't understand that game.
It's the most confusing game ever, this.
There's lots of zones that you have to go into, aren't there?
Yes. So you start off in the waiting zone. You then go across to the question, kind of question/winners zone.
Yeah.
As soon as you get one wrong, you then go into the red zone. And then another ball's chosen, another contestant comes across. And then you get asked again another question in the red zone to see if you can get back into the winner's zone or to go to the waiting zone.
That's cleared it up, isn't it?
It makes my head fizz.
It is a fizzy game, I'm not going to lie. It's a lot more complicated if you haven't been on the show.
What happened to you?
So, in the red zone, Dale referred to me as a woman.
Why?
I don't know. He obviously got confused, bless him. Like, he said to a contestant, right, go talk to her in the red zone.
Do you look like a girl?
Everyone just started laughing, and then he started to apologise, and I started trying to put on a butch voice to try and make myself seem like a man to him so he wouldn't get confused again.
Do you resemble a girl at all?
I think in the show I got very excitable like a little girl, I'm not going to lie.
Possibly. But you don't look like a girl, you couldn't, like, if I saw you now, I wouldn't mistake you for a woman.
No, I do look like a man.
So how did you do?
I ended up getting into the winner's zone, and then I lost 40 grand on the final question.
Oh!
Yeah, 40,000 smackaroonies down the pan.
And even though you kind of never really had that money because it's just on a game show and it's just written there on the screen, you still think, well, I could have had that.
Absolutely. And what made it worse is that I even said the right answer during my thought process.
So what did you actually walk away with?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Not even my dignity.
But you had a lovely day out with Dale.
I had a lovely day with Dale. Got a lovely bear hug off him.
He's quite huggy, Dale Winton.
He's very huggy and very orange.
He's everything I aspire to be.
Really?
When I'm a bit older, absolutely, I want to be that colour.
But between me and you, he looked very leathery.
Yeah, that's what I want.
You want to have the leather look?
Yeah, I want to look like a handbag.
Okay, then go for it.
By the time I'm 50.
What are you saying?
Go for it.
So yeah. You walked away without 40 grand and Dale Woodson called you a woman?
Yes, basically, pretty much. I had no dignity by the end of it. I was near tears.
So has this put you off doing game shows in the future?
No, not at all. It's actually made me want to go on them more.
What have you signed up to?
I've tried to apply for loads. Like, I tried to apply for The Weakest Link before that went. Deal or No Deal. Big Brother, I've tried to apply for any quiz show or anything where I can win money.
You got Family Fortunes?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to go on that.
Why?
My family aren't that clever, so. They're a bit dumb, so.
Are you embarrassed of your family?
Yeah.
You would forego winning money on Family Fortunes because you don't want your family to be shown on national television?
Yes. That is why when I went up to Win It To Win It, you get to take two friends and family with you. I took my two best friends. I didn't want to risk my family being on TV.
That's awful.
It's awful, but it's true.
You are aware you're saying this on national radio right now.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. So and I'm quite happy to say I'm embarrassed of my family.
But all of them?
Yeah, I blocked them on Twitter as well, so they can't follow me.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, Michael, thank you very much for introducing the show.
No worries at all. Thank you for having me.
And I hope you get that call from Tipping Point or any other show where you can win money quite soon.
Fingers crossed.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
One. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You ready?
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Good afternoon if you're listening to Radio 1, and good afternoon if you are watching on the Radio 1 website. You don't have to watch, but it takes the excitement and the enjoyment up another notch. Welcome to Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. Sudan is watching. Also, Ashley, first time watching online. Emily, not playing today, but just watching. That's absolutely fine. Get on your computer and go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Today, we welcome back Chris, as always, and Radio 1's movie girl, Rihanna.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you wearing?
I feel like such an idiot. It was such a good idea at the time. I was in Devon and I was in a pancake shop and they were selling ponchos for a quid.
Oh, yeah, because that's where I always buy my ponchos
for.
It
was very random. And I, you know, I'm always thinking of you and the show.
Thank you.
So,
how much that set you back?
Quid.
I think it's well worth it, though, isn't it? Because he's going to get wet today, not you.
Is this allowed, though, really?
But Chris has just pointed out that I basically just made my face a massive target because it's the only thing that's exposed.
So, Rihanna in full waterproofs today, if you want to have a look on the website. Chris, just in his normal casual attire. And it's time to play Innuendo Bingo. If you're playing along at home, now is the time to take the first sip of water. And you guys do the same?
Right then.
I don't know what we're going to do when the Olympics finishes, because it provides so much material for us on this feature. What are we going to do? It's over next week. Okay. Rihanna's fully... What were you doing already? You're spitting the water out. We haven't even started. What's happening? Calm yourself, dear. You look ridiculous. Right, no covering of the mouth. Just spitting it out like you're a water feature.
Sorry, don't hit me early. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
So excited, wasn't she? Okay. Ready? Chris has been ready for years. You ready?
Well, she's going to have to get it right. She's got 2 minutes in which to turn this round, and it's kind of sad, really, because her snatch was so impressive.
First one.
Chris doesn't even need to do anything.
We're just warming up.
I'm just getting myself.
Ugh. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Fill your cheeks, please. Lots of water there. You do learn a lot watching this swimming, don't you?
Well, one thing Becky does do, she's really soft and lovely outside the pool, but you get her wet, she's a fighter.
Chris is gone. Rihanna went first.
You should have got a little bit in there.
You get her wet, she's a fighter.
Dribbling away.
You are, you're just dribbling.
What can I say?
Has he got your face yet, Rihanna?
I think
you're doing well,
actually. I think I've got my face, maybe.
All right, good.
Yeah.
How wet are you, Chris?
You're
doing
okay.
All right?
Mm.
Yeah, it's okay. Unscathed so far. As we move into the next one, everyone spotted this. Thank you if you did. Give yourself some points. 250. I think Jake Humphrey and his microphone was on when he wasn't expecting it here.
It's also quite nice to go to someone else's backyard and smash them as well.
Jake is amazing.
You don't expect that from him.
You don't expect that from him. Seems like such a clean cut.
Oh, wow.
It's going into my shoes.
In your shoes, that's a new one.
How did I do that?
I don't know.
Wow.
It's just dripping straight off my poncho.
Is that one?
No.
You're filth.
That's not even make sense.
It's not even one, I know, but I like it. Hello. Hello, Amy, who's watching, and Liam. Chris and Rihanna are hilarious when they play together. I'm loving watching this. Keep watching on the website. Whatever this next sport is, I want to see it. Spotted by James and Hannah and Claire. Ready? Mm-hmm.
I feel destined for the gold and silver medal.
Look at
flash.
This move here as he comes underneath, and no flinching as a Wang comes right down on top of him.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting the Wang. What sport is that?
I don't know.
No flinching as a Wang comes right down on top of him.
I think it was cycling.
No, it can't be.
Ready?
Okay. Sorry as well. I wasn't expecting that.
Rihanna was soaked then.
Sorry.
Here we go.
No flinching as a Wang comes right down on top of him.
And again. Gotcha.
Oh.
Okay.
Right.
More water, please. Jodie sent this one in. Thank you, Jodie. Well, sometimes the commentators give too much information about the athletes, I think.
Peter Wilson, he normally shoots in front of one man and a dog.
Oh,
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Scott's gone.
Snorted.
Oh,
my stomach.
Ow.
Oh. Okay.
This is fun.
Next one, please. More water. Emma from Reading. Thank you for this one from Five Live. Do be careful if you watch the cycling because you might get a shock.
Another group of cyclists. There's a red helmet. There's a purple helmet.
Right, Chris, come back.
I can't.
Are you okay, Chris?
Okay.
Are you sure?
We're going to move away from the Olympics now, which is good. Chris, come back.
Another group of cyclists. There's a red helmet. There's a purple helmet.
He's actually crying. Are you okay? I'm a little bit sorry for you.
All right, let's move on. I'm watching a full breakdown now on the website, if you are watching.
He's in tears.
I'm better than this. Come on, then.
You ready?
Now, what happened there?
Chris!
He can't get out of his head. Right, think of something completely different.
I can't.
Think of something different.
Maths teachers.
Yeah. I thought you'd say something else.
You don't have to say it out loud. Just think it in your head.
Doing?
Come on!
I'm sorry!
Come on!
Oh, come on, it's on the radio. Right. Oh, come on.
Getting annoyed with himself. Now, we were talking about Dale Winton earlier, and as we were...
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
I can't do this anymore, honestly. I don't know what that was.
Come on, Chris, man up!
Brianna just weed on him.
With her mouth.
I'm a broken man.
Okay. Here we go, let's carry on, please. Come on, Chris.
Okay.
More water. I'm so sorry about this, listeners.
Okay.
It's gone wrong.
I'll give up. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do either.
I can't work
with this. We've got to continue. Right, so, ready?
Is it safe to take a swig?
If you can't carry on, Chris, we will play a record and come back. You're right. Yes? Here we go. Okay, and some shocking scenes now on Saturday Kitchen.
Chris Biggins has been the full-time gardener here for the last 3 years and is turning lettuce laying into an art form.
You're at it already. Can I just drop to my knees and help?
Absolutely, feel free.
Who was that?
Biggins.
You're at it already. Can I just drop to my knees and help?
Absolutely, feel free.
This is one of the best ones ever. Chris has absolutely lost it, by the way. Like...
He's got bloodshot eyes, and I think that's from the laughing rather than my aim.
My head hurts.
Okay. A lot of people enjoying it, though. Kyle in Blackpool, Shez in Yorkshire, Fran in Brighton, who really needs a wee but can't stop listening, and Lee in Essex. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I'd like to go on Antiques Roadshow, but I worry it might be a little bit too exciting.
Now, this is a rather lovely sedan chair. Did you come in the chair this morning, ladies?
We only got so. Fiona Bruce.
Did you come in the chair this morning, ladies?
Why would she assume that?
Okay. Right, we're nearly at the end now. Hold it together, everyone. Ready?
Ready.
More water. What's the thing that snooker put... What happened?
That's what I thought of the purple helmet.
Come on. Come back. Come on.
I hate it when you do that, because then I scream and then...
This is taking forever.
It just falls out of my mouth.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
More music soon, I'm ready to... Don't be sorry, just... come on. Okay. And the thing that snooker players hate the most...
It's playing safe off this red. And they catch it just right, though. Dreaded kiss on the brown.
Hate that.
Dreaded kiss on the brown.
One more.
No more.
One more, one more. Come on.
Sorry, it's one of these pathetic water things where you've got to squeeze real hard to...
Okay, ready?
That's enough.
Here we go. One more. Mariana, you've lost it now as well.
I was watching him losing it in front of me.
No flinching as a wang comes right down on top of...
I'm just testing just testing you now. Okay.
No.
One more.
Oh.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Kumquats.
Kumquats.
Oh, kumquats. Come on, let's get through it together. This has gone awfully wrong.
Oh, it's nearly 2 o'clock. Come on.
I know.
People right. On their lunch hour.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
Everyone was soaked. And that was innuendo bingo. We got there in the end, everyone. Thank you for sticking with us at this difficult time. Oh, my word. Let us know how you did on 81199. Thank you, Rihanna.
Thanks.
You're not as wet as I've seen you.
My poor...
before. Thanks, Julie. Thanks largely to the wet weather gear. But thank you.
Yeah,
and more on Thursday at 1:45. Chris, go and have a lie down.
Another group of cyclists. There's a red helmet. There's a purple helmet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, all through August, Scotland's capital city gets taken over by the biggest arts festival in the world. And you might be thinking to yourself, ooh, arts festival, doesn't sound like it's for me. Let me tell you, it really is. There's so much going on. Loads of young people just hanging around on the streets of Edinburgh. Every doorway you walk through is a show. Some good, some bad. And there's just a good vibe. Everyone's happy. Everyone is enjoying it. I love the Edinburgh Festival. And all next week, my show comes live from Edinburgh. So does Grimmy's show in the evening. Plus, for 4 nights, between 11 and midnight, it's Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret. Give it a listen, give it a watch next week, and you will not look back. Listen on the Radio 1 website. Watch on the website and also on the BBC Red Button. First one is Monday night, 11 p.m.
It's Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Now, each day we're getting a load of acts from the best shows at the Edinburgh Festival, and we're putting them into one handy late-night show for you. At home, between 11 and 12, me and Grimmy are going to be your hosts. It's weird. It's frenetic. It feels very unplanned because it generally is a bit... It's kind of live and loose. Fun and filth. And that's why I love it. It'll be the best hour of your life. That
well,
day.
Hang on, yes.
That day.
Let's
easily.
Get this right.
No, but that, easily that day. It's a lot of fun. And we'll bring you that fun every night next week between 11... and midnight. Listen and watch live. Yesterday we announced Monday's lineup. Now, here is the lineup for Tuesday's Fun and Filth Cabaret. I want to make this really dramatic today, so if you... Chris,
yeah,
there's no voiceover guy. So
okay.
Can you go on that one there, that mic, and it should sound better.
Hello.
Hmm?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Yes.
That's good.
Wow.
So on that one, you sound like that.
Yes, I do.
So I want you to announce each act on that one. Okay, go on.
Sorry, this is really fun. Hang on. Yes.
The first act, please. Let's have it.
Chris Ramsey. Yes.
Back over here.
Yep.
Chris Ramsey. He's a stand-up comedian. He's very funny. He's been on Buzzcocks. You might have seen him on 8 out of 10 Cats. He does Celebrity Juice. He's been on Russell Howard's Good News. Now, yesterday we got Chris to demonstrate some of Tim Vine's jokes. Let's not do that with Chris Ramsey because I don't think it went as well as it could.
Oh, I thought that was good. Black Beauty. Now there's a dark horse.
Now, someone on Twitter yesterday said that was the funniest thing they'd heard for a long time with your delivery.
Wow.
So imagine if they'd actually heard Tim Vine doing it. Here's another one that didn't work so well.
Crime in multi-story car parks. That is wrong on so many different levels.
Yeah, like, you have to kind of hear Tim Vine doing it. It's all in the delivery. So Chris Ramsey is on. Also on at the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Do you need me to do the dramatic?
Go on, over there.
Right.
Piff the Magic Dragon.
Back over here. So that's Piff the Magic Dragon. It's a magician who is a dragon and has a dog called Mr. Piffles. He's good. Seen him. Really good. And next on the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Back over there.
Four Screws Loose.
Back over here.
I'm back.
Okay. Four Screws Loose. That's sketch comedy, that. Richard, Joseph, Tom and Conan. Very good. Four Screws Loose. Got a lot of fans. And next. Back over there.
Frisky and Manish.
Frisky and Manish, our friends. They're on our show a lot. They're always on.
They're awesome. I remember them last year.
And we love them to bits. And they'll be on doing this, the Gautier track, as Danny Minogue. Well, I hope they do this anyway.
Yeah.
But they're definitely on the show.
Singing Gautier.
Now and then I think of when we were together. Like when you said you felt so happy you could die.
Die, a little bit bouncier, yeah?
Told myself that you were right for me.
Right for me.
But felt so lonely in your company.
I don't think you're quite getting it.
But that was love and it's an ache I still remember.
Do you remember when I told you that this song was originally by Danny Minogue and everyone believed us?
You didn't have to cut me off.
It wasn't. So this is Frisky and Manish, who did this. They're going to be on next week.
I don't even need your love, but you treat me like a stranger and that feels so right.
Also, Chris.
Vernon Kay.
Vernon Kay off of Radio 1. God knows what he's going to do. But you know him. The one off Family Fortune.
Name something you put in your mouth, but don't swallow. Oh, a Family Feud, but that's a different show. From a part of the body people like to have massaged.
Yeah, Vernon, Radio 1's and TV's Vernon Kay is going to do an act next week. And one more.
East End Cabaret,
two Aussies who do very funny songs and they are absolute filth, let me tell you. And next Tuesday on the lineup, our special guest host,
Example
is going to be our guest host with me and Grimmy next week, and he's on the phone now. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you right?
Yeah, I'm a bit ill today, actually.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
I don't know. Do you know what? It's just too much touring and gigging and singing and gigging and singing and gigging. It just gets to you after a while.
Oh, have you got pop star flu?
Yeah, is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. Now, you need to be getting better for Edinburgh next week.
I'll definitely be okay for Edinburgh. I'm thinking I'm just going to overdose on vitamin C today and I'll be fine by tomorrow. So.
Yeah. Can you overdose on vitamin C?
I'll try.
I don't want you to try. That'd be the least rock and roll overdose ever.
Yeah, just like a big bloaty, orangey death.
Have you ever been to Edinburgh Festival before?
I've been there during Edinburgh Festival and done a gig, because sometimes they do a music, you know, they put on a few musical shows along with all the comedy and all that.
Yeah.
But I was literally in and out such is my life. So I landed, did the gig, and then flew straight away, so I didn't see any comedy or any of the crazy theatrics that you get out there.
I do really enjoy it, because one minute you can be just in a room full of, I don't know, people throwing melons at you, and that's their show. And the next minute you'll see someone that you know off the telly, like telling jokes, and like hopefully
the melons is on this year, because I missed the melons last year. So I think there was bananas last year, but I missed the melons.
It's just the most random thing, and like every doorway you walk through, if you're walking along the street, if you walk through the nearest doorway, there will be a show going on of some quality, good or bad.
Yeah, I think it's the only place in the world where it's like acceptable to pretend to be like a piece of pavement and call it art.
Absolutely.
You know, but I'm a piece of pavement, walk on me. And there's like, you're walking down the street and you're like, is that an actor? No, it's just a lunatic, but he's got a license this week. It's Edinburgh, he can do what he wants.
And that's what we'll be doing next week.
So what am I? Am I a melon or a pavement?
No, well, you can be what you want, to be honest.
Of course, it's Edinburgh. I could go dressed as a welly.
Anyway, you're guest host on the Tuesday, so it's going to be you, me and Grimmy. So
that's going to be a funny night, isn't it?
It's going to be good, and we're just going to take it all in, to be honest. Example, we're just going to look at all the acts that we've got.
Okay.
I can tell you one of them is a magician who is a dragon and has a dog called Mr. Piffles.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Right, yeah.
Would this be acceptable?
It's going to be weird, but you're going to love it.
So what can I just get involved and sort of interact with these people and join in and perform and do all sorts of stupid stuff?
That's exactly what we're saying.
Okay, this is going to be amazing radio.
It's going to be good. People can watch it as well, though, because they watch it on the internet, and also someone's decided to put it on the BBC Red Button.
This is like the future.
It's the future.
Thanks for having me, and I look forward to that.
We will see you next Tuesday. Thank you for getting involved with it, and let's just get fully involved with the whole Edinburgh experience, shall we? Example is our guest host on Tuesday. I'm going to play your new song now. Let's play it. Right, this is Say Nothing on Radio 1. See you next week.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone has just texted in, and a few others as well. Massive lol to you saying, see you next Tuesday, to Example.
Well, he's on, isn't he?
I'm going to see him next Tuesday, so that's what you would say?
It's not a lie.
Sometimes you just have to see people next Tuesday, and that's what I'll be doing, because he'll be our guest host with me and Grimmy. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Quite a few people are saying that Piff the Magic Dragon looks exactly like Olly Murs. He's the spit of Olly Murs. It's absolutely true. If you imagine Olly Murs dressed in a dragon outfit, that is what he looks like.
Like
100%.
Oh my God, yeah.
So that was our weird and wonderful lineup for next Tuesday at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. If you're in Edinburgh next week, keep listening to this show. And from Monday, we'll tell you how to get tickets for each night. And you can see it all on the BBC Red Button and on the Radio 1 website next Monday evening from 11 p.m. And Example is our guest host on the Tuesday, just revealed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Carmen in Glasgow, who is off school at the moment, as so many people are. Oh, hello if you've got your Scottish Highers today as well. People are getting their results today. Carmen is off school and wants to know, are pyjamas acceptable while listening to the show at 10 to 3 in the afternoon? Yes, when you're off school. She also wants to know, she needs to go to the shop because she's starving. Are pyjamas acceptable when you're off school on the bus? No. In your own home, fine. Put some clothes on to go on the bus.
Here's a question for you. I was at the cinema last night. Is it all right to bring a duvet with me there? Because
You didn't do that, did you?
No, I didn't, but I was there really late. And you know what? I paid for the expensive seats, but they were...
Premier.
It was Batman, so I felt I needed to make an effort.
You've changed.
No, I have not changed.
More leg room.
Oh, come on.
A proper place to put your drink.
Right. So I... Well, you get that anyway, but... Right, so I've...
Comfier seating, right, you've okay. changed.
All right. So anyway, it was Batman, so I thought I had to splash out.
Faux leather seats.
The point is here, would it have been all right if I bought a duvet along with me?
No, because I would have just slept.
Yeah, but
did you fancy a sleep?
It's sort of, without sounding really kind of lame, it would have been quite nice, wouldn't it? And comfy. And
well, yeah, I like being at home. I like those ones, the some that have got, like, proper sofas now in some cinemas.
Are those the cinemas you go to?
I have
been
to
bed
one.
And
yeah, maybe you get a bed.
Yeah, blatantly.
You get a sofa. But yes, duvets might be the next stop, I think. Not a bad idea. Anyway, yes, bus, clothes, pyjamas at home, all fine, Carmen. And Sophie is going on a first date with a boy she likes. She's liked him for a while. But they're going to the gym tonight. On a first date.
How's that
going to
work?
That's a strange place to have a first date, isn't it? Go for a drink. Go to the cinema. Take your duvet or something.
Yeah.
do
it.
First date to the gym.
That's a brilliant date.
If I'm trying to impress, I don't want someone to see my big sweaty moon face struggling on the treadmill to get past five.
Is it weird if you go on a first date to the cinema and bring a duvet with you?
I think that's forward.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Fair to say, a lot of our listeners think taking a duvet to the cinema is an excellent idea. They would laugh in your face as you went through and gave them the ticket. But, you know, I don't see there's any law against it. Someone drove to a shop and when they realised they got there, put their slippers on still. Oh, I spent ages before going in deciding whether it would be weirder to go in bare feet or in my slippers. Oh, it depends what kind of slippers they were, really. It's like if they're like Disney or South Park or something, or those big tiger paws, then you're going to get spotted, aren't you?
But you wear slippers as a sort of fashion thing when you're out.
I've just told you this, they're very fashionable shoes.
They're not, they're
slippers. They are not slippers.
They are.
Well,
they're like a canvas sort of slipper.
They're deck shoes, actually. And you said to me that you'd quite like some.
You said
I'd like some, but don't think I'd be able to get away
with
that.
Well, that's it. Yeah, there's a difference, because I'm not fashionable enough to wear slippers as a...
Me and Chris went shopping again yesterday, in fact, and he started huffing and puffing and threatened to leave the shop.
Oh, sorry.
Again. Why does it stress you out so much?
I just can't stand it.
You just wanted to get, like, three T-shirts. It wasn't hard. I was like... Go and try them on. The changing room is only over there. Oh, mate. Oh, I can't be doing this. It's like literally the changing room is next door.
And then you got really angry with me, so I had to go to the changing room.
Go and try them on.
It was, it was stressful for me.
I have to take him shopping like his mum because he doesn't know what to get.
Well, no, I need motivating. So you go, right, come on, we're going to get this done. You help me out. You pick out some stuff.
It was stress-free yesterday. You make it stressful.
Well,
right. Neo is coming up now with Let Me Love You, brackets, until you learn to love yourself.
There's a brilliant text. Catchy. There's a brilliant text that's come in from someone, Elliot, who takes his duvet to lectures and a pillow. That's amazing.
That's good. Do they say anything?
Apparently the lecturer enjoys it or doesn't enjoy it. Enjoys it, apparently.
Fair play.
Oh, no, doesn't think the lecturer enjoys it. Oh. Sorry, I've done well there.
Right, excellent. Thanks for knowing how to read. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, would you like to see the people that you're listening to on the radio now? Go to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and you can see us. You can even see the one that doesn't speak, and you can see Dan and Phil, who are here as well, our talent scouts.
Hello.
Hiya. And hi. Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
Hello there. Fresh from the gym again.
I know. Sorry.
Look at it.
I feel really bad. This is the second day on the road that I've come live and direct from the gym. This time I'm wearing a short shot.
Oh, yes, you are. And we're sat quite close to each other. Mm-hmm. We're on the website now because you're about to see another audition for our Edinburgh show. The Fun and Filth Cabaret is back next week. We're in Edinburgh at the festival. My show and Grimmy's show in the evening. And from 11 till midnight each night will be the best hour of your life that day. I've changed it now
to that day.
The Fun and Filth Cabaret. It's going to be on stage in Edinburgh. We'll tell you how to get tickets if you're in Edinburgh next week. It's going to be on Radio 1 for you to listen to. You can watch also on the BBC red button on actual telly.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Do you know what you're doing?
On the website. I've got more of an idea than I had yesterday.
I have no idea.
You don't?
No idea. Next week.
I know. You've got to do a turn, though.
I know I have. I wanted to do a hot dog eating competition. Apparently that's a no-go.
Well,
health and safety nightmare.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, so we've got some professional acts coming, and we also wanted to give you the chance to perform, so then you could say to all your mates that you performed at the Edinburgh Festival, and you don't need to leave your house because you can do it on your webcam in your bedroom. So we launched a search for talent, and we employed our YouTube friends, Amazing Phil and Dan Is Not On Fire, and they've had the arduous task of sifting through and finding people that are any good. Yesterday we chose Sam, the dubstep beatboxing impressionist, to go through to perform on the Fun and Filth show. We've got two more acts today, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Today, well, if you thought it was good yesterday, today is the next level.
Seriously, your minds are going to be blown by today. If you had ovaries, they'd explode.
I don't have. So Grimmy and I are going to see them do their thing. Obviously, if you want to see this as well, head to the website now because we're about to watch two auditions. We'll get them on their webcams next. So get to your computer, we'll play a song, and then they'll be on doing their audition. Ow, just cracked my fingers really badly. Ew.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're about to find two more amazing people who are going to appear on their webcam, and one of them will go through to the live shows next week. The Fun and Filth Cabaret. Right, who have we got, Dan and Phil?
Well, this next one is reality bending, if you're ready for it.
Uh-oh. It is Leon T. the Magician, who is 16 from Hertfordshire.
Hi, Leon!
Hi, you all right?
Hi, Leon.
Hello.
If you are watching on the Radio 1 website now, Leon is a magician. I can tell that because he's wearing a T-shirt that says Leon Magician on it.
It's good, though.
It's good. I mean, you wouldn't, you know, mistake him for any other act.
It's like what Fern wears around the building.
What?
She normally has Fern DJ.
Yeah, she does. Same.
We'll let we get it.
Same font and everything.
Yeah.
Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and you can see Leon. I'm imagining you're about to do a bit of brilliant magic, Leon.
Well, yeah, sure. I want to try something more mind-related. So to try and psychologically make you pick a card that I have predicted. So is that all right?
That's fine. Where are you at the moment? In your house?
You're getting it wrong then, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Are you in your house?
Yeah, definitely in my house, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely in the house.
Definitely in the house.
Nowhere else. I'm
nowhere else. Think that he's not.
It's a very white wall. It's a bit like a prison.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They
got arrested.
In a clean house, yes.
At least you haven't put bin bags in the back like the girl yesterday.
Cool. I thought that was a nice touch.
So, what I'm going to do, I have a pack of cards here.
Grimmy's going to do this with you, okay?
Okay.
Right, so I have a pack of cards here, and it's in a box at the moment, and this pack of cards will not leave your sight. It's really important. It does not leave your sight, and if it does leave your sight, please shout at me, right? Okay. I've turned one of these cards the wrong way round.
Okay.
And I want you to sort of think of a number or a suit or a playing card of any choice. So, for example, the five of diamonds is a good choice, or the king of spades. Nothing too obvious, like the ace of spades, but something very personal, maybe something that I might not know, and make sure that we haven't arranged anything. So we've not arranged anything, have we?
We haven't, Leon.
Cool. Right. So I want you just to think of that card very carefully right about now. Okay. Now, do you want to change your mind?
No.
Okay. For the first time ever, would you like to reveal the name of your card? So say it out loud.
Okay, five of hearts.
Good choice. Five of hearts. Is there any way I could have known what it is?
No.
I'm now unwrapping the box, taking the cards out of the box, and no funny movements. I go straight through the pack.
Yeah.
And you can see that there is one card faced the other way. Here, can we see that?
We can see that. If you're watching on the website,
one
you can
card.
See that.
Now, this is impossible, right? For me to guess the card would be impossible. For me to know what you were thinking would be impossible.
Surely.
But as you know, it's mental, it's magic, it's real, and it was the five of hearts.
Yes! It's mental, it's magic.
Leon T. That's good, yeah.
Wow. Yes, Leon.
Brilliant.
That's good.
That's brilliant. That was weird.
That was weird. That should be your phrase from now on, though. It's mental.
It's magic.
Okay, Leon.
Da-da-da-da.
Thank you very much for your audition. That was awesome.
That was good.
And we'll have a little discussion after the next act and maybe get back to you. And hopefully we might see you next week.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We're getting all giggly for Edinburgh now.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be great.
I'm really, really excited. I just heard what Chris might do.
I'm not going to say.
It's the
Fun and Filth. Excites me.
Fun and Filth Cabaret next week in Edinburgh. Make sure you watch us next week on the Red Button and on the Radio 1 website. So, Leon was good. It's mental. It's magic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What reactions do we have about Leon from the listeners?
Well, from JD from Bath, we got, OMG, I was the five of hearts. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Kyle in Kent said, I bet the card up from the five of hearts was the eight of spades. I do the same trick.
Dun, dun, dun. So he's mental and magic as well.
Yeah.
It may seem.
A lot of our listeners are. Okay, so Leon was great. Going up against Leon, who do we have? Watch this on the website, everybody, now. Another audition. Who have we got?
This one needs to be experienced. It's probably going to be the highlight of everybody's day, ever, anything. Okay. It is Isaac, 15, from Sheffield.
Hi, Isaac.
Hello.
I can
Hi,
see
Isaac.
You. Are you in your living room area?
Yep.
Okay, what's that behind you? A lovely kind of shelving thing?
Yep, wicker shelves.
Wicker shelves.
That's good. Yeah.
Where is this house?
Sheffield.
Sheffield, yes.
Is that the world's smallest mirror above you?
It's a photo. It's a painting by Pete McKee.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's a very small mirror. Just to check one eye.
How old are you, Isaac?
15.
15, from Sheffield. And it looks like there's someone hiding behind you, Isaac.
Is it Florence?
Same hair as Florence off of the machine. Who is it? Reveal yourself, woman. Who is that?
Can I just check before we go live? Women of a certain age sometimes have a bit of problem with excess facial hair. It's not that noticeable, is it?
No, you can't see it at
it's
all.
It's not, and we are live now, love.
And we are live now.
Oh, my goodness.
How right. embarrassing.
Now, who are you, please? Isaac, who is that woman?
God knows.
Who is that?
I wanted to go on the Fun and Filth Cabaret, but didn't know what to do. So I taught my mum to rap.
Oh, it's your mum that's hiding behind you. I was like, what is that strange woman in your house?
You taught your mum to rap.
The middle-aged mother. So and you're I'm going to rap, because Isaac's taught me.
Oh, this... Right, everyone this needs to watch this. Because
this ready for yeah.
If you can see what I can see, you would enjoy it. This is going to be the highlight of your day. Get to the Ready One website. So we've got Isaac's rapping mum. Okay, we're ready when you are.
Are we ready?
Ready.
Hit the music, Isaac.
Already I like it.
I'm a middle-aged woman, and I love to rap. And I know what you're thinking. She's going to be right, crap. But you better watch out, because I'm here to stay. And I'll thank you to listen to what I've got to say. All you hoodies out there, with your jeans hanging down, make sure you've got no stains on your pants when you hit the town. Because people will laugh. Do you want to take the risk? Me? I'd rather sit at home on the sofa eating crisps. The Olympics are on. I can't run, only hobble, but I bet I'd win a gold medal for the bingo wing wobble. We won some medals, and boy have we won some, for rowing, sailing, cycling, all done sat on the bums. Now that's the kind of sport that appeal to me. Every yard dash to the kitchen for another cup of tea. I get quite tired when I think of exercise, but when you get to my age, it's really no surprise. I've got bags under my eyes, aches and pains, and my legs, they look like roadmaps with me varicose veins. I don't do Zumba or dance a sprightly jig, but we like to exercise our minds by shouting,
go on, pig!
Yes.
Thanks for having us still going. Today. We'd love to be a part of your filthy cabaret. Our rap is nearly over. It's time for us to go. So I'm going to put my feet up and watch Antiques Roadshow.
Boom. Yes, mum, that was good.
Amazing.
I like
Thank
it.
You.
That
Thank
was great.
You.
Okay, wow, that was
some Westwood smashing sounds could have gone in there. Seriously. Yeah. I reckon Fire in the Booth next week.
Oh, yes,
definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you, Isaac and Mum. I thought she had props and everything. She had Chris, she had a sign saying
it was
bingo.
All going on.
It was all going on.
Everything. Swag.
Right, yeah. So it's between Leon and Isaac with Mum. We'll decide next.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's talk about Leon first of all, because me and Grimmy are deciding who goes through here.
I liked Leon because he had his own merch.
Yeah, liked him because he looked like he was in prison.
Uh-huh, and also I liked his catchphrase as well. It's mental, it's magic. I mean, that's amazing for
it's
me.
There.
That's there.
Also, he got the trick right, which a lot of people
did. Yeah, the main thing.
Remember, he's not a
good
professional, he's just doing it from his house.
It was amazing. How did you do that?
With Isaac, I enjoyed it that his mum was hiding behind him for most of it, and then she just kind of popped out with a moustache on. She seems like she's lolloming it. I enjoyed the mother and son interaction.
Well, that was just nice, wasn't it, to have a bit of family interaction on the stage. Yeah. I liked all the props. And I love the fact that there was rapping, which is my favourite thing ever, but then a mum rapping about a bingo wings.
Yeah.
Lols.
And also, I think that because we're late night next week, it's fun and filth, I reckon that the lady, the mum, could come up with some proper rude stuff.
Oh, she could get real gangster. Like the Little Kim of Sheffield.
Yeah. So, with all that in mind, we've reached a decision, and the person performing at the Edinburgh Festival in the Fun and Filth Cabaret next week, from the comfort of their own home, on a webcam is... X Factor Face. Isaac and his rapping mum.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to Edinburgh.
You're coming to Edinburgh.
But you're staying at home.
You're not going anywhere. Listen, thank you guys.
My phone's ringing.
Oh, your phone's ringing. Oh, it's the fans already.
It's P. Diddy.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
It's Birdman. Probably Kesha.
Birdman's on.
So, can you write a new rap for next week, please? And it can be as dirty as you like.
Oh, I've already got one, and it's an absolute cracker.
Right, okay.
I'm excited.
Great rap lingo.
Thank you very much, Isaac, and thank you, Mum, and we will speak to you from your webcam next week, and we'll get another performance at the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Bye. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Dan and Phil. Thank you, Grimshaw.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's play Real Place Name or Not. Grimmy's here.
Catchy. Hi.
Just hanging around, really.
I know. I always feel like whenever I come in here, I never want to leave.
Oh, that's...
I don't know if that's...
Is that a good thing?
No, I like it in here, but I don't know if it's annoying.
No, I like
stay
it.
At the back.
Stay as long as you want. Come in every day if you want.
I am, this week.
Oh, yeah.
Next week.
Oh, yeah, we'll be together a lot, won't we?
Yeah.
It's time for Real Place Name or Not. Have we made it up, or do people actually live in a place like that? Gary Pounder, Radio 1 employee and King of Geography, is here once again to read out some places. 10 Scott Mills points. If you get it right, play along at home. Your first one.
Fingering hoe.
Yes.
Fingering hoe.
You might get this one.
Fingering hoe. I think real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real because you taught me about this one the other day.
You taught him about that?
Yes, we were talking about it on the show. It is real and... Of course, it's in Essex, as we found out on Innuendo Bingo.
We're heading into the River Colne, up towards Colchester, to the village of Fingeringhoe.
So that's actual real? Correct. 10 Scott Mills points each. Next, real place name or not?
Middle Fart.
I'm saying that Middle Fart is a false name.
Middle Fart.
Chris?
I'm going to go real.
You think it's real? Correct, Chris. It's a real village in Denmark. It's in Denmark.
Racking up the
points. Someone's having a laugh there.
And next.
Whoppingcock.
Real or not?
I think Whoppingcock might be real.
Whoppingcock.
I'm going to go not real.
It's real, Nick Grimshaw. Oh.
Yes, Whoppingcock.
Hello to all of our listeners in Whoppingcock in Pembrokeshire.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for listening. And next.
Wet Wang.
That's a great one.
Real or not?
I really hope it is. I'm going to go yes.
You want Wet Wang to be real?
Of course I do.
I think Wet Wang may be false.
Wet Wang.
A real place in East Yorkshire.
Oh, wow. Wet Wang.
Yes, Wet Wang.
And next.
Fanny Craddock.
Isn't that a
Fanny
person?
Craddock.
That's a person, right?
It's your guess.
Fanny Craddock. False.
I'm going to go false as well, yeah. I don't know what she does, but I'm sure it's a person.
Correct. Not a place. She's a TV chef off of the olden days.
Oh, Fanny.
And next.
Finger Marie.
Real place or not?
Again, I'm gonna go real.
I think it's real.
It's got me. Who would make that up?
Finger Marie
is not a place, but it is a tasty biscuit available in all good German supermarkets.
Finger Marie.
I fancy one of those. Right? I love a German supermarket. So how many points did you get there, Chris? I'm saying four.
Yes,
40
I got,
points.
Yep.
I'm saying that Grimmy got three.
Yeah, yes, I think I got three, well. Yeah.
So 30 points. You both did really well there.
That's all right, that, isn't it?
It's all right. Let's know how you did on 8 double 1 double 9.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1